Professor Sandy Morrison from Ngāti Whakaue, Ngāti Maniapoto, Ngāti Orarua ki te Tauihu, and Ngāti Tama ki te Waipounamu. And Sandy has written extensively about climate change in Aotearoa. And today we are talking about the budget and its approaches to climate change and global warming issues. Thank you for joining us on the program, Sandy. Ko Dale tēnei, a warm welcome once again. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā koutou katoa I tīwi.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Sandy. Climate change is everywhere. We can see what the threat that it is posing and will continue to pose, sadly, because we haven't mobilised in the ways that have needed to mitigate the changing circumstances across the last 4 or 5 decades. Do you think that climate change issues were addressed sufficiently in the budget announcements yesterday, Sandy?
Sure. Well, look, just before I answer that question, Dale, I'm in Wellington at the moment. We have a symposium as part of our Deep South Challenge today called Kōpapa Korangi, Reframing the Costs of Climate Change. So what we want to know is how should we be quantifying the costs of climate change, the costs of adaptation, or of the failure to adapt? So, in fact, the budget yesterday will actually foster and inspire a lot more conversation that we had set up in terms of having our speakers speak to this topic. So, firstly, just to address the budget, look, who would want to be in government at the moment and balancing so many urgencies and considerations? From my point, I think the budget needs to be seen and the process of what is happening throughout the country, and we need to join a lot of dots to see this budget in perspective. And what I mean by that is immediately post-Gabrielle and post-other extreme weather events, we've seen some really sudden and quick decisions in terms of reframing where some of the budgets are to be sent to help communities cope. And so what we saw yesterday, specifically in relation to climate change and Māori, was some money being allocated again to iwi and hapū to address adaptation and mitigation. We saw some money being sent over to address how to map coastlines and get data. And we saw some other money, both in terms, I think, of trying to balance long-term planning as well as short-term planning. So it was a pretty mixed budget for me. And look, you know, we have a history of being underfunded in this space, and not just us as Māori in this country, but as Indigenous people throughout the world. And so there's never enough. And there was some, I guess, sent over to us. I did expect a little bit more, but that's why I was looking through the other redistribution of budgets earlier this year to kind of just have a look at the overall cost, but I haven't got to completing that task. So that would be my first response to that, Dale.
Tēnā koe, some interesting kōrero you share too, and may I also acknowledge Ko Papa Kōrangi. And this is to do with reframing the costs of climate change. I mean, the cost of inaction is what we need to factor in here. And while we applaud Pūtea being set aside for Māori communities to mitigate the effects of global warming and climate change, you get the feeling that the amount of Pūtea available really just may contribute to some sort of managed coastal retreat rather than really doing what we need to do as people to acknowledge the changing climatic circumstances. There's a lot in that.
Yep. And certainly, you know, just to go back to our worldview, it's the whole, I mean, ultimately from our conference to today, I guess a key question is, and what we want to look at is that we've taken so much from Paparangi. And so, therefore, are there initiatives, is there budget that is helping us to put back not only into the relationship but into kind of the the physical and enduring wealth that Paparangi bring us, and I mean spiritual wealth as well as cultural wealth. So those are some of the things that we want to look at. I think that we also need to understand cost, and we also need to understand loss a lot stronger as well. And so what I've seen in the budget yesterday, that there was some emphasis, and this is to do with climate change and Māori, on the collection of data. And data is only one aspect of what it is that we need to know, right? And data is quantification, it's measurement, it probably doesn't address the social costs, which of course is where the experience of Māori is embedded, especially in relation to our cultural infrastructure. So it's a broader question for us. So what we saw in the budget yesterday, I thought, was quite limited and quite narrow in terms of how Māori are activising themselves to respond, both bringing their cultural capacity into some of the research initiatives, but also considering things greater than data as well. So, I guess that's another aspect of it for me.
There are many who call Aotearoa home who have a strong sense of social justice and a social conscience and environmental support, but sadly, it feels at times, Sandy, that judging by the reaction to the economics of yesterday's budgetary announcements, that personal financial situations seem more important to many than environmental concerns. Your thoughts here?
Well, I think that's always been the basis on which our economic paradigm is based, right? We don't cast the environmental, the ecological, for us, the Paparangi Nui lens over any ongoing development decisions, and we can still continuing to extract from Paparangi. So, you know, we need to change some of those drivers. After all, climate change is a manifestation of our common economic paradigm, which we just allow to continue. So I think, you know, at some stage we've got to address the symptoms, because it's only going to be getting worse. I think, and if I just may add on as well, Dale, I do worry about climate literacy, in the sense that we see this word climate change and we think that that everybody knows what it means and what they need to do, but that's not the reality. We've seen some increasing information programs come out in terms of, you know, reducing waste and so forth and so forth. But I do think that at some stage we need to see how we embed climate change and climate action, if we call it those words. Could a kaupapa do this naturally anyway, and acknowledging papa and rangi? But I do see the need for a whole greater education awareness program for all of our communities as well.
Some really interesting kōrero, Sandy, and I thank you for sharing it with us, and appreciate all that you've been doing in this space, and all the best with the kōpapa kōrangi hui in Te Whangarui Atara. Thanks for sharing some time. Sandy Morrison, Professor Sandy Morrison, with us today. He's written extensively about climate change.